The first coronavirus vaccines have arrived at hospitals in Champaign County and were administered to staff yesterday. OSF's Urbana Hospital received 50 doses, and Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana got about 400 doses. Both hospital systems are prioritizing staff at greatest risk of exposure to the virus. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman was at Carle to witness the very first vaccine given to trauma surgeon Yuretz Oliphant. She spoke with him about his experience in the patient waiting room.
Obviously, because of all the devastation that it causes and the effects that it has on patients, it's been very emotional, especially when it affects colleagues and relatives and your personal patients. But it's been sad to see, especially in the situations where you have death and the patients being alone when they die and things like that. So that's been kind of hard to take. Any patient that you lose, it's very personal and very emotional.
Has this been a scary time for you to be on the front lines working so closely with patients who are sick? Are there certain conditions that put you at higher risk yourself?
Oh yeah, you're definitely at risk for catching the disease and catching a severe form of disease as you work. Fortunately, we have the PPE that decreases the chance of you getting the disease, but that's always a risk, working this closely to patients who have it.
When you first heard that there were promising results for a vaccine, what was your first thought?
Oh, I was elated, and I was very proud that the scientific community took up this charge and came up with a vaccine. As you know, vaccines can take 2 to 3 years, and we came up with one so quickly and one that is so effective. And I also have a little pride in that one of the key scientists that was involved in the discovering of the COVID vaccine is an African-American female, Dr. Corbett.
Oh, really?
And I heard a good quote, and one quote was, there is light at the end of the tunnel. We're still in the tunnel, however. And we've got to emphasize that we still have to social distance, wear masks, and PPE, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. And the reason why I wanted to do the vaccine, of course, is because of the safety of the vaccine. But the reason why I wanted to do it as public as I'm doing it is because I want to demonstrate my confidence in it to my patients, the people I work with, my relatives, and my community as well.
How did you feel when you woke up this morning and in the moments before you got that shot today?
I felt okay. I was anticipating the cameras and things. So yeah, a little bit, that's the only thing I thought about, because I've gotten, shots before, vaccine shots. I've given shots before. So that wasn't anything particularly worrisome.
It sounds like it's been a very difficult year. What have been any bright spots or moments where you've found hope throughout all of this?
Bright spots. Oh, that's not much. this disease, because it's affected so many people in so many ways. I guess the bright spots are those people who get the disease and survive, and especially if they get the devastating forms of the disease, and we're able to pull them through, and we're able to get them back to their families. I think that's the brightest spot.
That's Dr. Yuretz Oliphant, trauma surgeon at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.